A female soldier in a combat zone is more likely to be raped by a fellow soldier than be killed by enemy fire. That's the claim and basis for the documentary film called The Invisible War, an Academy Award nominee for Best Documentary. The film investigates what it calls one of America's most shameful and best-kept secrets, the epidemic of rape within the U.S. military and the cover-up of military sex crimes.
And joining us live is the producer of The Invisible War, Amy Ziering. Amy, thanks so much for joining us here on WTOP.
Thanks for having me.
I watched this film last night, and it was startling and chilling. Nearly a third of women serving in the military say they've been victims of sexual assault while on active duty. What are the numbers? What can you tell us about this in any given year for sexual assaults?
Well, by DOD statistics and estimates, it's 19,000 service members annually. So that's pretty staggering, and that's men and women.
And that's a problem through all branches of the military.
Correct. It's an equal opportunity offender, all branches.
And your movie shows that many cases are swept under the rug. Those that aren't are investigated, but rarely end in convictions or punishment. How is the system failing?
The system is failing because it has an inherent problem within it, which is that the people that adjudicate these crimes more often than not know the participants. So there's automatically already an inherent bias, right? It's not adjudicated fairly and impartially. It's always someone within the chain of command, either a unit commander or someone higher up, who oversees what happens with these crimes. And so that's the problem. It's not like in civilian society where you can go to people who don't know you and report the crime.
You know, a lot of these stories were so incredibly emotional and touching. These women, of course, suffering from PTSD in ways that run even deeper than for soldiers who come home from battle because of the fact that they have been sexually assaulted. Talk a little bit about some of these women that we meet in the film.
Well, just to go back to what you said, yeah, the problem and the reason the rates of PTSD are so high, and even to some degree we've been told it's higher for people that suffer sexual assault in the military than for those that suffer combat, is because it's not just the act itself, but it's everything that happens in the aftermath within the military. It's your inability to get any access to a system of justice. It's the fact that more often than not, you yourself are blamed for the crime, while your perpetrator goes not only unpunished, but often rewarded. And so it's these things combined that lead to this incredible psychological trauma for the survivors, obviously, particularly because they were trained and told that these are the people that have their back, this is their family, you know, they're going to be protected. And then this crime happens, and not only does it happen to them, but then they're not believed and not taken care of when they report.
Now, we're told Defense Secretary Leon Panetta viewed your film, and after that, the way the military investigates these crimes was changed. Is that having an impact?
It's absolutely having an impact, and we were completely thrilled and, you know, overwhelmed by that immediate response. But and what the Secretary has done is he's moved it outside the unit commander, the adjudication of these crimes. So he's taken away from the unit commander, and he's moved it up the chain of command to the level of colonel or captain in the Navy. And that's a good first step. But what we are asking for and pushing for is for this to actually be taken entirely outside the chain of command, which three of our NATO allies have done to great success, because only then are you absolutely ensured a safe system of justice and the ability for there to be real oversight to the adjudication of these crimes.
You know, Amy, we hear a lot about a high suicide rate in the U.S. military. It's something many of the women talk about in your film, having contemplated suicide. Do you think that there's a connection between the high rate of suicide in the U.S. military and the incidence of sexual assaults?
It's a great question. In fact, it's the number one cause of homelessness. Suicide, yes, absolutely. It is. Military sexual assault is the number one cause of homelessness in our women veterans. And as far as suicide goes, there are very high correlations. It is one of the main symptoms after you get, after you are sexually assaulted and treated in this way. You are more often than not to have suicidal thoughts and often try and carry out them. Unfortunately, there aren't great statistics on this because a lot of the women and men succeed in killing themselves, and then it's not necessarily linked back to a sexual assault. But yeah, there's a very high correlation.
Amy Ziering, producer of the Oscar-nominated documentary, The Invisible War.